Monday, May 16th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. An Evening Prayer Hymn. Lord Jesus Christ, abide with us, now that the sun has run its course. Let hope not be obscured by night, but may face darkness be as light. Lord Jesus Christ, grant us your peace, and when the trials of earth shall cease, grant us the morning light of grace, the radiant splendor of your face. Immortal, holy, threefold light, yours be the kingdom, power, and might. All glory be eternally to you, life-giving Trinity. And now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. Have courage, I have overcome the world. Psalm 11. In the Lord I have taken my refuge. How can you say to my soul, fly like a bird to its mountain? See the wicked bracing their bow. They are fixing their arrows on the string to shoot straight men in the dark. Foundations once destroyed, what can the just do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord whose throne is in heaven. His eyes look down on the world, his gaze tests mortal men. The Lord tests the just and the wicked, the lover of violence he hates. He sends fire and brimstone on the wicked. He sends a scorching wind as their lot. The Lord is just and loves justice. The upright shall see his face. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Lord God, you search the hearts of all, both the good and the wicked. May those who are in danger of love of you find security in you now, and in the day of judgment, may they rejoice in seeing you face to face. And repeating the first antiphon, have courage, I have overcome the world, alleluia. And the second antiphon, he shall sojourn in your tent, he shall dwell on your holy mountain, alleluia. Psalm 15. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice, and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord, he who keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Make our lives blameless, Lord. Help us to do what is right and to speak what is true, that we may dwell in your tent and find rest on your holy mountain. And repeating the second antiphon, he shall sojourn in your tent, he shall dwell on your holy mountain. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, when I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all people to myself. Alleluia. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, when I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all people to myself. And a reading for this Monday evening is from Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne on the majesty in heaven, a minister of the sanctuary and the true tabernacle set up, not by man, but by the Lord. Now every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. In a responsory, the disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, The Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you and remind you of all that I told you. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you and remind you of all that I have told you. Alleluia. And our intercessions. The Holy Spirit raised the body of Christ to life and made it the source of life. With joy in our hearts, let us call upon the Lord, the risen Christ, saying, Lord, make all things new and fill them with life. Savior of the world and King of the new creation, raise our minds and hearts to your kingdom, where you sit at the right hand of the Father. Lord, make all things new and fill them with life. Lord, you are always present in your church, through your Holy Spirit guided into all truth. Lord, make all things new and fill them with life. Show your mercy to the sick, the overburdened, and the dying, that they may receive strength and courage from your love. Lord, make all things new and fill them with life. Light that never fails, as the day draws to its close, we offer you our sacrifice of praise, and pray that the glory of your resurrection may shine on our deceased brothers and sisters. Lord, make all things new and fill them with life. Now let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Father, help us to seek the values that will bring us eternal joy in this changing world. In our desire for what you promise, make us one in mind and heart. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.